Good people, welcome on into the happy hour here at Theoretically Speaking. It's your boy Theo Dorsey, C-Cat on the other side of the glass, on the ones. Don't forget the twos. You got to be on the ones and the twos at both times, C-Cat. You can't just be on the ones.
No.
Like, you're a versatile dude.
We'd be off the air. If I'm just touching the ones, sorry, folks. You're not listening on the radio. You're not watching on YouTube.
Which one would go off? I guess just radio would go off the air, but we might be still on YouTube. But they wouldn't be able to hear us.
The twos just controls, like, the music.
Okay.
The ones is everything else.
Okay, yeah. So you got to be on the ones then. Stay on it. Stay on it. C-Cat, forever on it. Me as well. We just gave our picks on the other side for the AFC. We gave our divisional picks for the AFC. The big shocker there was you had the Colts over the Texans. The shocker on the other side as well in the AFC East. We couldn't come to a conclusion here. And you would think a station based out of South Florida, a guy that's been living here for about 4 years, you've been here for about two, you would think that by now we've bought in enough on the Dolphins hype. As the Miami Dolphins enter this year, coming off a year where your quarterback led the league in passing, you extended him $53 million a year. He's the fourth highest paid quarterback in the NFL based on annual value. You extend him, you extend your head coach, you extend both wide receivers, not just one. You saw the receiver deals that got done this offseason, C-Cat. I think it gets lost on a lot of people. Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill got the bag this offseason. I think Waddle was the first one to break the seal with the receivers.
Yeah.
So all of these things happened in the offseason for the Dolphins. They just wrapped up talking out there in Miami Gardens. They just wrapped up another day of practice as they get ready for the Jaguars to host them this Sunday. And the big thing for the Dolphins this year is it's not games like games against the Jaguars on Sunday. Everybody expects them to do well in that one. The real behemoth is what the Dolphins have marching into Miami Gardens after this Sunday for week one of the NFL on Thursday, because they're going to be hosting them fellas from Orchard Park, the Buffalo Bills, the guys that you think will win the AFC East on Thursday in a short turnaround in a game that's going to mean so much to both franchises, because it's going to be, hey, Josh Allen, who are you without Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, for whatever that's worth? Yeah. And Tua Tagovailoa, who are you against playoff teams? They only beat one last year. And the one playoff team they beat last year was the Dallas Cowboys. And they squeaked.
Yeah.
You don't like when I say squoked.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's a real world.
Words are not important. Words are not important. Communication is important. Everybody always likes to act like words are, they mean so much. Words are so valuable. Words don't mean crap, C-Cat. It's communication, right? Like if a Swedish dude walks in here today and starts talking Swedish to you,
yes,
and he's using all of these words to tell you something very important, what do those words mean to you?
They mean nothing to me.
Absolutely nothing. But if the building was on fire and the Swedish dude was in here trying to let you know the building was on fire, I'm sure he can get that through your thick skull.
That's like the Swedish chef.
That's what the Swedish... Okay,
Swedish,
yes.
Chef.
Swedish,
yeah.
Chef, yes, yes. But he can communicate to you the building's on fire to get you out.
Yeah,
safety.
I guess so.
Because words don't mean crap. Communication means everything. It's how you send it and how you receive it. If I don't understand it, it doesn't matter. You know what I meant by squoke. Right or wrong?
I don't think I did, honestly. If you didn't say squeak beforehand,
enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Squoke is, I don't fair think enough. That. Squoke is a kind of bird,
squoked.
I think.
What did I say? That wasn't squozed. Squozed.
Yeah, squeeze. Squeezed.
Squozed.
Squozed
is what I've said before, past tense of squeeze. Now we're losing the
plot here.
The plot. But I did want to address that because you keep coming at me for squozed. I'll use squeezed just to benefit you. But to benefit Dolphins fans, they would like to see that Miami squad go out there this year and not just win regular season games, but beat playoff teams and then, fingers crossed, beat a actual contender. Win an actual playoff game. Snap that 24-year drought that they've been suffering through. So the expectations around the Dolphins are all over the place. I do think it's proper to find where that expectation line is before you start saying whether or not they are going to be proving people wrong. And because of all the rhetoric I hear that's anti-Dolphins, anti-Tua, I do believe the Dolphins are going to be the team that prove the most people wrong. They will not win the AFC East. They will win enough games to get in the wild card round. They will likely lose in the playoffs. That's just their fate right now. Next year might be their year. This year, they don't have enough on that roster to contend in the AFC. But now it's time we shift our focus to the NFC. It's time here on Theoretically Speaking, we give our divisional picks for the NFC. And C-Cat, in the NFC, you've got a lot more parity than what you had in the AFC, right? Like, some of these divisions are actually up in the air. We're going to have a lot more discrepancy between you and I.
I hope so.
Yeah,
we kind of had a lot of discrepancy before.
Yeah, well, you picked the... I mean, yeah, you're right.
Ravens,
I like the
Colts. Chiefs we both had.
Yeah.
And we differed on the other two.
Yeah. You had the Colts over the Texans. I went with the favorites. I went with the Chalks in all four. I think the Chalk teams are just better, though, in the AFC. So let's start with the NFC North. The Lions, last year, famously won it. Famously made the NFC Championship game and were a few plays away from actually making the Super Bowl. They had folks chanting Jared Goff at the draft. That's how good their season was. This year, in the NFC North, obviously after what the Lions did last year, they're going to be the favorite to win that division. But you have the Packers who play on Friday against the Eagles. You also have those Bears. The Bears! With Caleb Williams. A new look, Matt Eberflus. And don't sleep on the Vikings, man. Sam Darnold got something to say. Right? Like,
what? What does he have to say?
Well, yes, well... I don't speak his language. The communication would be broken.
Yeah, thank you for the paycheck, NFL. That's what Sam Darnold has to say.
As long as he's not saying I'm seeing ghosts, the Vikings might be fine this year. And as long as he knows where 18 is on the field, they can win some games. But they won't win the division. I do have the Lions repeating. I think this is another one that's it's not as clear-cut as it might feel. The Packers are really good. We'll see how that works out. The Bears are going to win 12 games. But the Lions have so many dome games this year. There's no reason to not have faith in what Jared Goff can do with that offense. You're going to have a breakout year by Jahmyr Gibbs, second-year running back. Jameson Williams is going to be a lot better in that offense. Plus, they got so much talent and surged. It's not even a word, but they got so much talent put into that defense. Terrion Arnold, a lot on the back end as well. Give me the Lions to win that division by game.
Man, you've been talking all offseason about the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
But you can't put your money where your mouth is.
They won't win the division. They'll win. They'll make the wild card, though. They might even win a playoff game.
See, that's a half committal, not diving in headfirst into Chi-Town land. I couldn't be that. I won't be that. I'm not that. I'm taking the Chicago Bears to win the division at plus 275. I love it so much. What is it, third easiest schedule in the entire NFL? You only play six games against your division, and the more games they add in the regular season, the less your division really does matter in terms of really those individual games.
Yeah.
The Bears' defense was spectacular in the second half of last season. The Bears' offense, we've already talked about the amount of weapons they've added alongside their new generational quarterback, Caleb Williams. Get excited, Bears fans. You are going to win the division this year.
Wow. And I thought I was singing the praises of the Windy City.
They're going to win 13 games. You think 12 games? I think 13.
Okay. I like that. And I think you're going to need, we can agree on this. In that division, NFC North, with how good the Packers look, and they're only going to get better, with the Lions and the Bears, you likely need 13 wins to win that division. Ghost quote, go broke by Dave Druda. Our operations guy here, who, by the way, is mad at me because I questioned how he solved the problem earlier.
Yeah.
All I did was say, oh, I didn't realize you got it, but whatever. That was the NFC North. Let's go to the NFC South. This one, like I said, is wrapped up already. I'm not even going to give a take on it. The Atlanta Falcons are walking away with this division. The Dirty Birds are flying high. Kirk Cousins, even if he gets injured, you have your security in place in the number 8 overall pick in Michael Penix Jr. And I think they have the weapons. And also, they got rid of Arthur Smith. Nobody in the NFC South is competing, but you think otherwise.
Yeah, some teams are going to be competing in the NFC South. And that team is the Buccaneers. I loved the call earlier today. I love the Buccaneers to win this division. Give me Tampa Bay to win the NFC South.
Tampa Bay is...
Mike Evans is so old, man. Yeah, plus 300. I can't believe Mike Evans is still playing football. Good for him. And they're going to win that division.
I mean, he's old for an NFL player. You're acting like he's like 36 or so. He's like 30 years old, 31.
The tattoos age him for me for some reason or another. And this type of receiver he is,
yeah,
he's a bigger guy. He gives me Steve Smith vibes, even though they're the opposite of size.
What?
The tattoos, the tough guy mentality.
Mike Evans reminds you of Steve Smith. What, are they both black?
Old was actually what I was going for, and they play receiver position.
In the NFC South.
Yes.
That's it.
See, yeah, you got it. Thanks.
Yes.
Lockstep.
Terrible comp. C-Cat just picked the Buccaneers to win the NFC South, and he made a Mike Evans to Steve Smith comp. I'm not sure which pick was worse. You let me know. 888-760-3776.
Well, you thought they were over the hill a long time ago. Steve Smith had a rejuvenation of his career after he left Carolina.
Jalen just said, I'm older than Mike Evans, which might be right, and also don't point that out anymore. Freaking stop. I'm not that old. I'm getting there. I'm not that old. All right, let's go to the NFC West before I start getting all introspective and sad at my washed days right in front of me. The NFC West, the 49ers are the favorites at minus 195. The next team on that list is the team I'm going with, the Los Angeles Rams, plus 325 to win this division. This is going to be a Super Bowl hangover year for the Niners. This Niners offseason was all about me, not about team, not about we. McCaffrey, well, he got his deal, so he's good. But you look at Brandon Ayuk, waiting all the way up until the finish line, missed all of camp because he didn't get his deal. He finally got paid. Trent Williams the same. Trent Williams the exact same thing. And then if you're a Niners fan right now and you recall what happened the last time you lost to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you'll remember you finished fourth in the NFC West that next year. Sure, Kyle Shanahan might learn from his mistakes, right? He's going to reconcile some things that he didn't do right following that first time losing the Super Bowl. But it won't be enough to surpass what a healthy Matt Stafford and Sean McVay are going to be able to do. You're losing a lot by losing a Hall of Famer and Aaron Donald up front. But hey, they got Jared Verse. Yeah. No knows. I mean, the dude was undefeated in the regular season last year. Look at what Florida State looks like without Jared Verse.
Fair enough.
Give me the Rams, plus 325 to win the NFC West.
As tempting as the Rams are, and I've been a 49ers hater for a long time now, I'm not going to be wrong again about the 49ers. I've been wrong every turn with Brock Purdy. I'll at least concede that they will win the division, and then I'll start hating come playoff time. Niners going to win the division for me.
Another thing about the Niners I'll say is they had a relatively healthy year, and the Niners are kind of known for having those random injuries pop up left and right between the Debos and the Kittles and the, I mean, Nick Bosa. Like, it could get a little shifty for the Niners this year. I think the Super Bowl hangover does happen. Let's move on to the NFC East, a division where we already had Jupiter Joe call in, and he's out on his own Dallas Cowboys. Jupiter Joe, longtime Dallas Cowboys fan, Dallas native. He says, I don't believe. I'm a non-believer. The NFC East, isn't there like a streak of like 4 or 5 years where the first place team has not repeated?
4 or 5 years? We're going back to 2004, the last time the NFC East has a repeat champion when the Eagles did it 3 years in a row.
So the Cowboys won the NFC East last year with 12 wins because that's what the Cowboys do under Mike McCarthy. They just print out 12 wins. The Eagles are the favorites this year at minus 125, likely because of history being a thing and also because, well, the Cowboys. Right? Like, they've been struggling to pay their guys this offseason as well. But when I look at this division, I look at these two teams, one of them is the model of consistency, which is weird to say about the Cowboys, but they are consistent. Really good in the regular season, and then they, you know, fall out in the playoffs. The other one, they've got turmoil. They've got a head coach that's fiery and volatile, and he's very inconsistent. He's not a head coach what does Nick Sirianni bring to the table for the Eagles?
He brings the Philly scumbag nature. That's really it.
Nice.
He just is one of them.
Well, you know what that gets you?
What?
Second place in the NFC East. Give me the Dallas Cowboys at plus 160 to win the NFC East. Give me Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb hooking up, likely for 2,000-plus yards on CeeDee Lamb's behalf. And I do think that Micah Parsons, in his contract year technically, is going to have something to prove. That's a guy that's going to be contending for that defensive player of the year. That's a guy that's going to want that price tag to go up alongside of Dak Prescott's next offseason. Give me the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys, despite Jupiter Joe's pessimism. And I think Jupiter Joe, he might be playing a trick on us right here, right? He's doing the Costanza. He's like, okay, I've been saying it's the Cowboys year every single year, and they lose, so now he's out on them, and so they win, and I'm reading the tea leaves, and I have the Cowboys winning the NFC East, also snapping that streak. C-Cat, what say you?
You know, you did a great job talking about how the Dolphins will be the team that proves everybody wrong this year, specifically Tua, to prove everybody wrong this year.
Thank you.
And all of the PR on the Dallas Cowboys has been negative. It's like, what's Jerry doing? I mean, kicking around the can around the corner, waiting to sign Dak. It's ugly. There's nothing good coming out of Dallas right now. And that is my team that will shock everybody, because I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are just going to win this division. I they're going to make some noise after the regular season closes.
Wait. You were even trepidatious saying that. I saw you gear up for it. You got right at there at the end of the...
I was saving up my... We got more things
okay,
to say.
Okay,
that's what
you.
I was doing.
That's what that was.
I'm confident in what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong.
I thought you were nervous.
I hesitated to say it right now.
Okay, we'll get to that then. So there it is. Those are our divisional winners for the NFC. And you're right. It's time to do it. It's time for us to pick the team that's going to come out of the NFC and represent that conference. And I'm sorry, I got to go chalk. I got to go chalk because I really believe it, not because it's what everybody else believes. I've got the Lions and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I've got the Lions and the Chiefs facing off in New Orleans for the Lombardi Trophy. And I do have the Kansas City Chiefs completing the three-peat. Jared Goff, as good as you are, we've seen what happens when Patrick Mahomes goes up against the likes of a Jared Goff in the Super Bowl. It don't end pretty for them, Brock Purdy. It don't end pretty for them. Give me Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs three-peating over the Lions in New Orleans. What you got, CK?
It's tough. Extremely tough. But it's not that hard.
Oh,
I'm going to stick to my guns. The Dallas Cowboys are going to lose to the Chicago Bears in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow.
The Chicago Bears are going to make the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be the Chicago Bears versus the Buffalo Bills. A battle of the two cold weather cities that have gone through some tough times. You know, the Bears, they were in the playoffs recently. They've made a little bit of, you know, ripple effect in their conference. They made their fans happy a little bit, but not with the quarterback. That's the thing. Mitch Trubisky was never the long-term plan.
No.
They didn't sign him to a second contract for a reason. They've got their quarterback. They've got the buy-in. The city has great vibes for a reason. Nothing but positivity. And I thrive on positivity when it comes to NFL football teams. Bills win the AFC. Bears win the NFC. And your Super Bowl champion? Did you give yours?
Yeah, Chiefs. Yeah. The one that's going to win it. That they've won it the past 2 years. So, yeah, three-peat Chiefs. Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes. Who are you going with?
It's not the Bears. It's the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl in 2024, believe it or not.
You've said both now. You did. I don't know if it was like Freudian, if you slipped up, but when we go back and clip this, you said both. You said the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl, I believe.
No, they're
going to
make the Super Bowl.
Okay, so the Bears will make it and they'll lose to the Bills. Right now, the Bills plus 1,400 to win the Super Bowl. The Bears are plus... Well, I didn't get to the NFC. What are the Bears to win the NFC right now?
I'm going
to
guess. I'm going to guess their odds to win the Super Bowl. The Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
Plus 2,800. That's
close,
what I would guess.
Close. Plus 3,000. Now, their odds to win the NFC, which is what you have them doing, plus 1,500.
Not too bad. You want to look at the review? So, your division winners.
Yes.
In the AFC, you have the Jets, the Ravens, the Texans, the Chiefs. In the NFC, Theo has the Lions, the Falcons, the Rams, the Cowboys to win their divisions.
Yep.
Theo has the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Over the Lions, excuse me. For me, I've got the Bills, Ravens, Colts, Chiefs in the AFC. Bills going to win that conference. In the NFC, Bears, Bucks, Niners, Cowboys, Bears to win the NFC, Bills to win the Super Bowl.
I think the NFL viewing public would benefit from a Bears-Bills Super Bowl. It would be nice to get some new injection of, you know, new faces on that stage. It would be a fun Super Bowl for sure. Absolutely don't see that happening. The Bears are more likely to make it to the Super Bowl than the Bills are. And I can guarantee, in the words of Charles Barkley, that. We got to get to our picks. We got to get to our picks on the other side here. But the reason why we're giving all of these playoff pontifications and NFL predictions is because it is the day that the Lord has made. It's also the day that the NFL season kicks off. Thursday night football, we've got the Chicago Bears. Excuse me, you got Bears all over my brain. You got the Ravens and the Chiefs on Thursday night football, and C-Cat and I are going to enjoy that at the Duffy's in Delray Beach because it's the one place you can go. I know tonight there's only one show. But throughout football season, a lot of times there's a bunch of games going on, and Duffy's has 80 or more televisions in every single location here in South Florida. They also have the 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. And I stress to you, the 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day literally means that from the open to the close, 2-for-1 drinks, cocktails, anyone that you want or like, order it, even a beer, even a brewski. Award-winning burgers, award-winning wings, the jumbo wings as well. Tap in Duffy'sMVP.com. That's how you can become an MVP, a reward members like me, and you can be a winner. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Before we go to the other side, C-Cat, we do have to pick an MVP. We do have to pick an MVP before we get to the other side. So give me your MVP pick first. I think I'm going to shock you a little bit with mine. And then on the other side, we give our punchline picks.
I'll save the drama. I picked the Bills to win their division, Bills to win their conference, Bills to win the Super Bowl. So I'm going Josh Allen.
I'm going Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff
really
getting the one seed in the NFC and the narrative behind Jared Goff that year, because he has all those dome games, I don't think we have as many stinkers. And I hate to feel so chalk because I was going to go Mahomes because I think that offense takes a leap and he has another year where he nears 50 touchdowns. Jared Goff is going to win the MVP this year. And I think the reason Mahomes won't is because that defense is so elite, he won't have to run it up as much, whereas Goff is still going to have to throw that thing up and down the field, get in some dome war. So give me Jared Goff as the MVP. We'll have to check the odds on the other side. We're also giving our punchline picks, Show Wars, theoretically speaking, versus Russo and Rizzo. We'll give our debut of our punchline picks, six picks against the spread for the football weekend. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
There it is, as we round out the happy hour here on Theoretically Speaking. Again, our first week in this new time slot, 2 to 4, leading into Russo and Rizzo. Also, our 100th episode of Theoretically Speaking. C-Cat and I started this thing back in April, and we've been kicking ever since. Matter of fact, back when we started this thing, there was a lot of uncertainty around whether or not CeeDee Lamb, you know, get his deal with the Cowboys. Matter of fact, I mean, there was uncertainty about Dak Prescott. We didn't know what the heck was going on with the 49ers post the Super Bowl. They had lost their offensive coordinator. A lot of things were up in the air back in April. A lot more certainty now, and that helps us as we're about to pick against the spread. We're going to debut the new segment, Punchline Picks. Punchline Picks, the way that we describe this, it's pretty easy. Six games against the spread. Theoretically speaking, myself, Theo Dorsey, and C-Cat, we have to agree on six games, and we put those head-to-head every single week against what our guys, Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo, are going to do next, coming up here starting at 4 o'clock, Russo and Rizzo. They also pick six football games, college or pro, and the one caveat, C-Cat, is all about the keys. Tell them about the lock.
The lock is one of your six picks is worth 2 points.
Yes.
So if you win that one, you essentially won two picks.
I don't know how they're going to handle it on their show. We're starting off by giving me the keys and allowing me to pick one of my games as the lock, the one I feel most confident in to give us the two-pointer. And they can figure out how they want to, you know, suss out which game they all are going to make the lock as well.
But once you lose, once your lock loses, yeah, you pass the keys over and yes, I take them, and then vice versa.
And trust me, C-Cat, I'm in it to win it. I don't want to lose, so I'll be giving good locks for a while here, a couple of weeks in a row at least. And you do want to lose because of what the punishment is. We talked about it yesterday, but the punishment, the reason why we call it the punchline picks, stand-up comedy is on the line. The losing team has to do stand-up comedy, two individual sets. The winning team gets to write a couple of jokes for them off the top, make sure that they bomb, and then they have to finish the rest of their set. And they have to do that here in front of everybody at one of the local comedy places out here. So if you know a comedy place that will house us for this at the end of the football season, lock in with us. Let us know. 888-760-3776. Or hit us up on Twitter, ESPN West Palm. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is, they'll ease the pain if you bomb on stage. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. The most important thing about these punchline picks, C-Cat, is I want the people to get something that they can actually use for themselves. I want the people to at least get some tips from us about why these games we believe are going to go one way or the other. I want people to have some insight. So we'll deliver our six picks right here on the air. And how about on the other side, we let Mike Rizzo pull up and we'll tease him about how right we're going to be. How do we want to do this? We got some music. There we go. I mean, I can't raw the picks like that, man. Yeah. I need some undertone.
So we're going to start out where I'm going to come with three picks. You're going to come with three picks.
All right.
If we got to change strategy and think through the picks together, we'll do that. But this is our first attempt at it.
Our first try at it. We're going to go solo. We'll deliver the picks. We hope we go 6-0. C-Cat, how about you start us off? Can you give us your three picks? Because it looks like you're the only one that picked the college football game.
I went with two college football games, as a matter of fact. The game of the week in college football, it's a big noon kickoff between Texas and Michigan at the Big House.
Wow.
Texas is going on the road, and they are 7.5-point favorites. Texas is going to be playing with the SEC for the first time this season, of course. And playing as an SEC football team in non-conference football play, you got a lot of weight on your shoulders because all the other Power 4 or Power 3, I guess the rest of them, are coming after you. Everyone wants to tear down the SEC. It just means more in the SEC. So I think the Longhorns are going to take that pressure and use it, and they're going to crush the defending national champion Michigan Wolverines. Give me the Texas Longhorns -7.5, a massive quarterback discrepancy there. That's my first pick in our punchline picks.
I can rock with that because what you just said, the quarterback discrepancy. Quinn Ewers looked good. He looked way better than I thought he would be.
One other pick. I'm also going with the conference thing. We have a brand new top dog in the Big 12. Coming over from the Pac-12, the Utah Utes. I am a Kyle Whittingham believer. The Utah Utes have their first Big 12 game this weekend against Baylor. And the Utah Utes are 15-point favorites. They're not going to cover. They're going to cover by about 23 points. Utah is going to blow out Baylor over the weekend. Give the Utah Utes my second punchline pick. And my third, we go to the NFL. I saw a crazy stat the other day, Theo.
What you got?
A stat that made me think there is no way in hell that this stat could be real. And I said, if this stat is real, then I am definitely going to bet on this game. Turns out to be real. Fact checked it. Did you know that since 2005, first overall picks that are a quarterback and they start game one of the same year, they are 0-14-1 since 2005.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Okay.
Titans +4.5. The Titans are going to beat my Super Bowl, you know, not the winner, but the team's going to win the NFC pick, Bears. Give me the Titans +4.5. That's my only NFL pick.
So you got the Titans to cover at 4.5. One quick thing can I say about that before we submit it? I'm cool with submitting it. Caleb Williams is an atypical number one overall pick because the Bears didn't own the pick.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right.
This just makes you second think it. So
It does. I'm not going to back down. I've already said the pick out loud. What do we mean to say? Oh, never mind.
Not too late. The purpose of this segment is for us to talk through our picks, I thought. Are they in stone once you say it?
Well, I thought our first strategy
was... You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I undermined you on day one.
A bad start.
This is a terrible way for us to get underway for our punchline picks. And now I'm the butt of the joke. How about I get my three picks then, since I know so much? I'm sticking all with the NFL because I'm feeling the NFL vibes right now. Plus, week one is the easiest week to kind of get over on the bookmakers.
No, it's not.
It is.
You don't know anything about these teams.
They don't either. Let's go to New York. Well, not necessarily. Let's go to the Jets, though. And the Jets are 4.5-point dogs against the 49ers. The Jets, a lot to prove. The Niners coming off a Super Bowl loss. The Niners, a lot of team of me guys, a lot of guys fighting for contracts, barely got any practice in. I'm going with the team that has more rhythm right now. And as a quarterback with a lot to prove, who has some nightmares to shake off from last year's Monday Night Football, give me the Jets +4.5 against the Super Bowl hangover ready 49ers. My next pick I actually waffled on, which I don't think is a good idea. Like, I think it's terrible that I waffled on this pick. But the Browns are 2.5-point favorites against the Cowboys. Same premise as the Jets. I look at CeeDee Lamb, who's only been practicing for about a week now. I look at the Dallas Cowboys in general, who as good as I believe they can be this year, going up against that defense with so few options on offense, you know, you got CeeDee Lamb, who they say is going to be on a pitch count. You got Jake Ferguson as your next option. That Browns defense at home, they allowed less than two touchdowns a game last year. 13.9 points per game they allowed at home. So all I'm really banking on, because they brought most of their guys back, is the Browns offense being able to get more than 14 points. I think they can do that. I think they can squeeze out more than 14 points at home, and I think they do it with at least 17 or 20. The Browns are going to cover as 2.5-point favorites over the Cowboys at home. And then I got the game tonight, Thursday Night Football at Arrowhead Stadium, my Chiefs, your Ravens. Of course I got the Chiefs winning that game. You don't ever bet against Patrick Mahomes. You never, ever put your money up against Patrick Mahomes, especially not in a debut segment. But I do think the Ravens can cover this one. The spread is 3. Give us the Ravens plus 3 against the Chiefs tonight on the road. Derrick Henry is a problem. He's been a monster against the Chiefs. In 6 games against the Chiefs, he's averaging like $1.22 per game. I believe like 8 touchdowns. Come like on. The dude
Come on.
is a wrecking shop. And yeah. The Chiefs undervalue the regular season.
Uh-huh.
John Harbaugh, by the way, against the spread in week 1 with the Ravens. Like 8-1 over the last 9 years. He's really good in week 1. He has his teams ready week 1. The Chiefs, we just saw them lose to the Lions last year week 1. Give me the Ravens to cover, the Chiefs to win tonight at Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday Night Football. But our lock, I'm not going with that for the lock.
Why?
It's too emotional for me, man. I can't have rooting interest and a double whammy on my team. It's kind of like I would be a mess tonight at Doug.
Will this stat change your mind? Please. Lamar Jackson, 13-1 against the spread as a dog in his career as a starter. 10 outright wins as the dog. It's the best cover percentage as an underdog by any quarterback since the merger in 1970. People, I don't want to tell you how to spend your money, but if you're placing money on football games tonight, do it on the Baltimore Ravens.
Do we have a lock sound effect? It feels sacrilegious. Don't kick me out of Chiefs Kingdom, but I'll make the Ravens my lock. Plus 3 tonight on Thursday Night Football. The Ravens will cover. This game means more to them. They've got demons.
Good man.
They've got the chip on their shoulder, the monkey on their back. Lamar Jackson's got something to prove as well, man. Yeah, give me the Ravens. Plus 3. That's our lock. Those are our punchline picks. On the other side, we'll welcome in our guy, Mike Rizzo from Russo and Rizzo, which kicks off at 4. He's going to probably try to dissect some of that, plus give a little Thursday Night Football preview with us. The greatest outdoor party, though, because tonight will be a party at Duffy's, but the greatest outdoor party annually in Boca Raton is the Boca Raton Bowl. But you ain't got to wait for the game to get your jig on. Pull up on us, actually, at the annual Boca Raton Bowl's ABC Supply Great Chefs Tailgate Showcase presented by Boca Raton Innovation Campus and CP Group. What's that, Theo? I'll tell you right now. It heats up on Tuesday, October 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It'll be me and all of our people at Brick in Boca Raton as dozens of local chefs, breweries, cocktail masters, and all of the sorts serve their favorite tailgate classics. You got tickets on sale right now. It includes all food samplings, entertainment, beer, wine, cocktails, and soft drinks. Visit spiritofgiving.org/events. spiritofgiving.org/events to purchase your tickets today. And I will tell you right now that buffet of food and all those cocktails are always amazing and great at the Great Chef's Tailgate. It makes sense. On the other side, we got my boy Mike Rizzo pulling up, the Ohio State Buckeyes fan. C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
You know, when I woke up this morning, you want to know what temperature my house was on, C-Cat?
69.
About 68, 69. What's
Let
up?
Let me guess.
Yeah.
67.
No, not 67. That's too cool. That's
really?
Too cool.
I'm 65 when I sleep.
65, you are a psycho. But you could do that. You know what? You could do any temperature you want, whatever you want to set it to when you have the reliability of having your air conditioning unit, no matter who put it in, serviced. by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. But might I suggest you actually have them come and take a look at your air conditioning unit and see if you might need a new one? I did at the top of the summer, and they put that bad boy in. They are a train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. And EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing hooked me up the right way. I have been feeling good and breezy ever since. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. That's where you need to go. Sign up. Get you an appointment right around your schedule. Maybe you need your air quality checked out to see if you have good indoor air quality. Maybe you need to get your air conditioning unit serviced. EDSisYes.com. That's the website. Lock in with the good people. They've been doing it since 06 here in Palm Beach County. All right, Mike Rizzo.
Theo,
you're up against it.
Brother, congrats on the 100th show.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, but before we start, you know, taking the gloves off and getting after it
for
with
sure.
the punchline picks, I appreciate you. 100 shows, and you were a part of that when you covered for me back when I was in Minneapolis with family. Yeah. So I appreciate you being part of the journey.
Dude, anything you need. Always got your back.
Mike Rizzo making his weekday debut on Theoretically Speaking. It is great. It is serendipitous that you'll be here right here with us today for the 100th episode. C-Cat's still teasing me. Because though C-Cat has missed like 10, Theoretically Speaking, shows, that was the very one, the only one I actually missed.
Mr. 99.
How about that, man?
Theo Dorsey, until tomorrow.
Like I said, Theo, man, anything you need, my man. I'm here for it.
My dog, Mike Rizzo, what I really need you to do is to lose these punchline picks. Let me give you what we came up with here. I'll just give them to you right quick and fast. I have your Browns covering against the Cowboys at -2.5. I also have the Ravens tonight at +3 as our lock. I'm a Chiefs fan,
okay.
But I like what
Ravens
they're cooking up there.
Ravens +3, all right.
And a Jets +4.5. C-Cat?
Yeah, I'm going with Texas at Michigan,
dude,
-7.5.
Seven and a half.
Oh, yeah. They got to defend the shield of the SEC. We're going to go back to the NFL. The Titans +4.5. Record of teams that draft a quarterback number one overall in their week one game. They lose those games more often than not. In fact, they've never actually won one of those games since 2005. And back to college football, the Utah Utes -15 against Baylor.
Guys, I don't think we have a single game that you guys picked.
That's good.
All right.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Give it to me again.
I want to make sure.
We got the Ravens, the Browns, and the Jets.
Ravens, Browns, Jets. None of that.
We got UT,
nope.
The Titans, and the Utes of Utah.
You taking the Titans?
Yeah.
Against the Bears?
He's doing
brother,
that.
Brother, Calamania, what are you doing?
He also literally just 30 minutes ago profoundly said that Chicago Bears are not only going to win the NFC North, but also they're going to win the NFC and make
C-Cat,
it to the Super Bowl.
I mean, 3.5, I look at that spread and I go, all right, who's going to win the game? That's what I look at that spread and say. You know, no names, please, no spoilers, but we might have that game on there. We might be going a different direction.
Okay. So, all right. Oh. Is he doing a tease Rizzo?
We might be going a different direction.
You can't miss Russo and Rizzo coming up after us from 4 to 6. Yeah. It's a can't-miss show. I've heard all about it.
Yeah, well, you'll
be
there
C-Cat's
for it.
On it. What do you mean?
C-Cat literally can't miss it because he works.
He's
it,
our
so.
Producer.
I can't.
Hey, listen, I know the running secret is that C-Cat wants nothing to do with the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not a secret.
But it's okay.
It's not a secret. He yells it from the mountaintop.
I borrow him.
I can show you a text right here. He says, I hate their show.
I borrow him for the 5 at 5, and I go to him in hour number 2. But, you know, other than that, I know, man. I know to stay away, C-Cat.
Kind of give a side eye, like, are you talking to me?
I know to stay away.
The thing is, that's because it's war now, and C-Cat's not a guy that's friendly through war. This punchline picks that we're doing, we got stand-up comedy on the line. C-Cat, as much as he wants to actually do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he's throwing it. I heard he's throwing the competition.
Yeah, we're picking against the spread. Somehow he's going to find a way to make sure that we lose. But also, he's still a competitive dude. I mean, look at him. He's wearing a Justin Tucker jersey.
Where's your Lamar jersey? A kicker.
My Lamar jersey was purchased from China because I won my fantasy league last year, and it never arrived.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't. The NFL's got enough of my money.
Theo, purchase from China?
Uh-huh.
He's outsourcing his jersey purchases?
Yeah, one time I bought this jersey, actually. It's Justin Tucker jersey. It came with 2 bonus jerseys. I didn't even ask for it.
Wow. Honestly, God. Send me that website, by the way.
Quickly on tonight's game. We didn't pick it, by the way, so
okay,
I'm okay talking about it. I like the Chiefs just because, remember last year when they won the Super Bowl in the offseason, Mahomes was like, I didn't like how we won.
Yeah.
You know, because the defense kind of carried them, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City covers because of that. I think Mahomes and that offense has something to prove. Theo, I like the under, too.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be one of those games where one of those classic opening games where it's flirting with going over the entire game but doesn't quite get there.
If I were
a gambling man, if I were going on Hard Rock and gambling, I'd probably go Chiefs -3 in the under tonight.
I love the under as well on that one. The Chiefs and the Ravens, the top two scoring defenses last year. People sleep on that fact. Plus, Chiefs didn't even score in that second half against the Ravens, and they didn't need to in the AFC Championship game because of that elite defense. Mike Rizzo, appreciate you pulling up on us.
Thank you. Congrats on 100.
Thank you, and congrats on number 3 for Russo and Rizzo. That's next here on ESPN 106.3. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy.